For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Cullen. For the first time, the University of Illinois Springfield trains students and staff on how to respond in an active shooter situation. Would you recognize the sound of a gunshot? And if you did, would you know how to handle an active shooter situation? While colleges are all about learning, it's a sign of the times that this subject is being taught. UIS Police Captain Brad Strickler spoke to those who came out.
It's increasing all the time. You hear of all the active shooters and school shootings and workplace violence. So we want to train everybody here on campus, you know, what to do, how to prepare for these things.
Later in the semester, the university plans a drill with no advanced warning. Police say real-life shooter situations can happen any day, any time, and students and faculty should remain vigilant. A UIS graduate student, Rebecca Lang, was among those who came to the training, held as news broke that a shooting at Central Michigan University left two people dead. Lang says the recent incidents elsewhere inspired her to learn more.
It makes you feel a lot more vulnerable. I mean, nobody woke up this morning thinking that was going to happen. We just had Parkland down in Florida happen. So you had one incident happen, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago? One this morning, and it just really makes it real.
The Center for Personal Protection and Safety provides a video for schools and employers to use in training, which demonstrates how to maneuver based on a variety of different factors.
I would treat any sound that you may perceive as a gunshot as that, and act accordingly. Don't second guess it, because when you second guess it, those seconds count.
The video says everywhere you go, ask yourself, how would you survive a shooting in that area?
Think of all the contingencies. What are you going to do? Where are your escape routes? Where's the best access to call 911? Thinking about a situation before it actually develops is the best way to be prepared.
The video also recommends trusting your gut instinct. Once you've established that a shooting is happening, you have three options. Get out if you can, hide, or prepare to fight if you come in contact with the suspect. UIS alerts students and staff about emergencies by sounding an alarm, announcements over speakers, text messages, emails, and campus landlines. Students and staff can use an online reporting system to offer tips on the whereabouts of a shooter rather than having to call, allowing them to stay quiet. Police advise not to leave a hiding location until authorities have the situation controlled. During the training, questions were raised about the safety of buildings on campus. Since the buildings were constructed at different times, classrooms have different locking mechanisms, some unable to lock at all. Police recommend, whether or not the classroom has locks, barricade the door with everything possible. Michelle Miller is a professor in the UIS Psychology Department, and she says she feels better prepared having gone through the training.
I care very deeply about my students' safety, and I very much know that myself and my students need to be prepared. Hopefully, we won't need this information, but the reality is that we very well might, and I'd rather have students be prepared than just afraid and not able to get through a situation like this.
While public mass shootings represent a tiny fraction of gun deaths in the U.S. overall, there have been over 30 in the U.S. so far this year. I'm Mary Cullen.